This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. All praise and thanks belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and may the peace and blessing of Allah be upon His servant and final messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As to what follows, brothers and sisters in Islam, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We ask Allah azza wa jal to accept from us this gathering and to grant us reward and to accept from us and to forgive our sins and our shortcomings. Brothers and sisters in Islam, now I'm going to share with you just a short reminder from some of the ayat that we recited from Surah Ash-Shura. Allah Azza wa Jalla, He said, وَهُوَ الَّذِي يَقْبَلُ التَّوْبَةَ عَنْ عِبَادِهِ وَيَعْفُو عَنِ السَّيِّئَاتِ وَيَعْلَمُ مَا تَفْعَلُونَ. Subhanallah, this is such a beautiful ayah, especially in these last 10 nights of Ramadan. Allah Azza wa Jal, He informed us of a fact. He began the ayah by saying, وَهُوَ الَّذِي يَقْبَلُ التَّوْبَةَ عَنْ عِبَادِهِ. It is He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who accepts the repentance that comes from the sleeves, from His sleeves. This is not just a fact. Rather, this is Allah encouraging us to continuously take the path of a tawbah and repent and return to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَهُوَ الَّذِي يَقْبَلُ التَّوْبَةَ عَنْ عِبَادِهِ. Allahu Akbar. This first part of the ayah is enough motivation and inspiration for all of us. No matter what your relationship is with Allah Azza wa Jal, whether it's good, it's solid, it's weak, whatever it is, we are all encouraged to make a tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every single day. What tawbah, my brothers and sisters in Islam, is of levels. A tawbah is of levels. There is a strong tawbah and there are weak tawbah that comes from the sleeve. For example, in the hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a woman had committed a zina during the life of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So she came to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and she said, Ya Rasulullah, inni asabtu hadda faaqimhu alayhi. She said, I have fallen into a major sin and I deserve a punishment, a capital punishment. So establish it upon me, which is being stoned to death for what she had done. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turned her away until she looks after the child that she gives birth to, and a few years later she came back and she was prepared to face the punishment of Allah Azza wa Jal in this worldly life. So when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded that she be stoned, and she was stoned until some of her blood came on one of the Sahaba. Perhaps it was Umar radiallahu anhu, as some narrations mentioned. And then Umar radiallahu anhu, he began to curse what had come on him from this blood. And Umar radiallahu anhu, he said to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, تصلي عليها يا نبي الله وقد زنت. Because after she died, they took her from the hole, they washed her, they shrouded her, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prayed upon her. Umar radiallahu anhu questioned, he said, Ya Rasulullah, do you pray upon her while she committed the act of a zina? So when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, لقد تابت توبة لو قسمت على سبعين من أهل المدينة لوسعتهم. He said to him, Ya Umar, she repented such a repentance that if her tawbah was divided among 70 people of Al-Madinah, it would have been enough for them. This, my brothers and sisters in Islam, proves that there are strong tawbah, there is a strong tawbah, and there is a weak tawbah. This woman's tawbah was so strong that if it was given and divided upon 70 people of Al-Madinah, these are the best of people, it would have been sufficient for them on the Day of Judgment that they meet Allah Azza wa Jal with a clean slate and a purified heart. And so how does the believer achieve this strong tawbah in his life? A tawbah, we don't want to make a weak tawbah. We are now in the best of seasons, in the best of days, and in the best of nights. Alhamdulillah, Allah gave us life until we are witnessing the last 10 nights of Ramadan. Congratulations, we made it. But making it to the last 10 nights of Ramadan is not an achievement in and of itself. Al-Kuffar and those that reject and deny Allah are also living the last 10 nights. There are animals that are also living the last 10 nights of Ramadan. The achievement is not only to live and to witness them. The achievement is to do something in these 10 nights that will make you worthy of the paradise, that will make you worthy of the mercy and the forgiveness of Allah Azza wa Jal. That's the achievement in these last 10 nights. That's why we're witnessing them. We're supposed to take something of them. How do we achieve this strong tawbah? Brothers and sisters in Islam, the strongest tawbah that the believer could ever make, that Allah Azza wa Jal will accept from him, is a tawbah that is known as a tawbatun nasuh. And that is the tawbah that Allah Azza wa Jal called us all towards. He said, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu tubu ila Allahi tawbatan nasuha. Allah Azza wa Jal, he said, O you who believe, turn to Allah, repent to Allah with a sincere, honest tawbah. Tawbatan nasuh. What is a tawbatun nasuh? Because if we did a tawbatan nasuh, then that would be the strongest tawbah you've ever made in your life. And that's the tawbah that you want to meet Allah Azza wa Jal with. At-tawbatul nasuh, brothers and sisters in Islam, the word nasuh, the word nusah, the word nasiha, it means for something to be filtered and cleansed and purified. They say in the Arabic language, nasahtul asal. If I filtered the honey, and as a result, I got pure, clean honey, and all the beeswax and the sticks and the dead bees were all removed and filtered out. If I've removed all that stuff out, the debris, and I've got honey at the end, that action is known as nasahtul asal. So tawbat al-nasuh is a sincere, clean, pure tawbah. And how is this achieved? The ulama rahimahumullah told us. Number one, in order to score this tawbat al-nasuh, which is the strongest tawbah you'll ever make, is that you make a tawbah from all your sins. From all of them. See, there are some people that may make a tawbah from drinking alcohol, but it doesn't make a tawbah from a zina that he practices. Some maybe make a tawbah from a riba, but they don't make tawbah from the oppression that they have done against the people. This is a weak tawbah. A strong tawbah, a tawbat al-nasuh, is a tawbah from all the sins, all of them. And this requires for you to focus and to be sincere and to be honest. Because a tawbah from all your sins, that implies an honest relationship you have with Allah Azza wa Jal. And that's the first thing, a tawbah from all the sins. Number two, that it is actually a sincere tawbah, meaning that you're repenting because you fear Allah Azza wa Jal, and you fear the consequences of your sins. And you're repenting because you love Allah Azza wa Jal, and you know that He loves from you to make a tawbah. And this is far away from a person who makes a tawbah for a worldly gain. Let's say someone did some crime publicly, and then he lost reputation among the community. Maybe such a person makes a tawbah so that he can grow in the eyes of people. That's not a tawbah an-nasuh. He did that for the sake of the people. A tawbah an-nasuh is that the tawbah is sincere for Allah, because you actually feed Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you also loved Him as well, and you know that He's the one who accepts this tawbah from the slaves, so you did it only for Him and no one else. This is now strengthening your tawbah and making it stronger and stronger. And you're making a tawbah to Allah from the sins, because they are sins. They make Allah Azza wa Jal displeased with you. They are a road to the hellfire, and that's not where the believer wants to go. So this is the intention in why you make a tawbah. Some people, masalan, they smoke, but then he says, I've made a tawbah from the cigarettes, but the real cause was because he couldn't afford it anymore. It was too expensive. So he left it. That's not a sincere tawbah. He left it because of a worldly matter, not because of Allah Azza wa Jal. I gave you a small example, and you can use that to relate to other sins in your life. Tawbah needs to be for Allah Azza wa Jal. Then it needs to be in the time of an accepted tawbah. So if the soul has reached the throat, or if the sun has come out from the west, that's not a tawbah an-nasuh. That's a rejected tawbah. It will not be accepted. So it has to be in the time of acceptance. And what better time than these 10 nights of Ramadan? And also, ulama rahimahumullah, they say that the conditions of a tawbah an-nasuh, one related to the past, one related to the present, and one related to the future. The past is that you regret what you had done of sins. You regret. How did you disobey Allah Azza wa Jal? You regret that you disobeyed Him while knowing He saw you all along. You regret that you disobeyed Him through a blessing He gave you. Because every sin we do, think of it, it's through a blessing Allah gave you. If it's a sin with your eye, that's a blessing Allah gave you. If it's a sin you did with your hand, then this is a blessing Allah gave you. You are supposed to be grateful for this blessing, not use it in the disobedience of Allah. So you're regretful that you disobeyed Allah with a blessing He gave you. You disobeyed Him while knowing He saw you. That's a condition related to the past, regret. And one related to the present, which is you immediately stop the sin that you're doing. You cannot be doing a haram and at the same time making a tawbah. There are some people that are fooled. As he's doing his sin, he's saying astaghfirullah and making a tawbah with his heart. And that is a proof that you know Allah is watching and you know what you're doing is wrong. So you need to stop the sin and make the tawbah. Just like when we make wudu. You cannot be making wudu while relieving yourself. You need to stop everything, clean yourself, then make wudu. And so the idea of the sin, you need to stop it altogether. Then you begin with a tawbah. And one condition related to the future, and that is that you intend deep in your heart that you will never go back to that sin ever again. You make this intention. Forget whether you're going to fall again or not, because if you do so, then you repeat the process. But at the time you make the tawbah, you do not plan and intend to go back to it. Why am I saying this? Because there are some Muslims in Ramadan, we ask Allah Azza wa Jal guidance for us and them, that they put a pause on some of their sins, intending that when Ramadan finishes, I will go back to the sin. And that, brothers and sisters in Islam, wallah, that is not an accepted tawbah. That is missing a condition. You cannot make a tawbah while having in your heart a plan to commit a sin after Ramadan. So you do not plan. And then if you did fall into the sin later on, you had a battle with your nafs wa shaytan and he overpowered you and you fell into the sin, then you immediately get up and you repeat this process once again, having in your heart, وَهُوَ الَّذِي يَقْبَلُ التَّوْبَةَ عَنْ عِبَادِهِ. He's the one who يقبل meaning continuously accepts the tawbah. Subhanallah, Lord is very generous, subhanahu wa ta'ala. يقبل, present tense, meaning he continuously accepts this tawbah from you. And if you fell into the sin the next time, and the third time, and you continued to repeat that process, believe it or not, it doesn't nullify your first tawbah. And if I made a proper tawbah with all its conditions now from a sin, then later on, I fell into the same sin again, without planning for it, but subhanallah, shaitan took control and I fell into the sin. That sin that I do again does not invalidate the first tawbah. The first tawbah was accepted. The first tawbah, you earned the reward for making it. And now you repeat the process. And that bi-ithnillahi ta'ala is another accepted tawbah. And then Allah Azza wa Jalla, He said, وَيَعْفُوا عَنِ السَّيِّئَاتِ. And He wipes away the sins. That's the effect of a tawbah. You see, وَهُوَ الَّذِي يَقْبَلُ التَّوْبَةَ عَنْ عِبَادِهِ. He accepts the tawbah from the sleeves. Then He said, وَيَعْفُوا عَنِ السَّيِّئَاتِ. And He wipes away the sins. That's the effect. When you do a tawbah, this is what happens. يَعْفُوا. And you see this word, يَعْفُوا. That's the name of Allah Azza wa Jal, Al-Afu, that is supposed to be living in your heart throughout these 10 days. Why do we say that? Because Aisha radiallahu anha asked the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if I was to witness Laylatul Qadr, what should I say? He said to her, say, Allahumma innaka afu. Then this is the greatest name of Allah that you want to live with throughout these last 10 nights. Innaka afu. Tuhibbu al-afu. You love to wipe the sins and to pardon and to forgive. Have you ever heard of anyone that says, I love to forgive? No one. Except Allah Azza wa Jal, He actually loves to forgive. Then rest assured that you're in good hands with a Lord that loves to forgive. فَعْفُ عَنَّا. Forgive our sins. وَالْعَفُو is the complete erasing of the sin. The sin goes, the consequence of the sin goes. You will not be questioned about it on the Day of Judgment, and you will not be punished for it on the Day of Judgment. A complete wiping of it, as the Arabs would say, عَفَتِ الرِّيحُ الْأَثَرُ. You know, when you walk in the desert and walk on the sand, there are marks that remain behind you. When the wind comes and it blows it away and the footprint has completely gone, the Arabs would say, عَفَتْ الرِّيحُ الْأَثَرُ, that the wind completely wiped the footprint away, gone. And so this is what عَفُو means. This is what Allah does. Wipes away the sin. There's no record of it. See, unlike this worldly life, if you did a crime, it's registered against your name. And it's always there. It'll always haunt you. Those who've had a bad past and then made a tawbah from it, and then they straightened up their life, it's very hard for them to get a job if a security check is done on their name. Khalas, you can never erase it. You can never clear it from the records in this worldly life. It's different with Allah Azza wa Jalla. It's completely removed and erased. وَيَعْفُوا عَنِ السَّيِّئَاتِ. And finally, وَيَعْلَمُ مَا تَفْعَلُونَ. And He knows that which you do. Meaning He knows what type of tawbah you're doing. Is it sincere for Him? Or are you doing it for someone else? For something worldly? To restore a reputation you once had? Whatever it is. يَعْلَمُ مَا تَفْعَلُونَ. So be sincere. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to grant us forgiveness. To accept our tawbah. We ask Him subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive our sins and our shortcomings. إِنَّهُ وَلِيُّ ذَلِكَ وَالْقَادِرُ عَلَيْهِ وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمَ وَبَرَكَ عَلَى نَبِيِّنَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ.